Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I told a cynical guy one day my problems. He said, "Don't bother telling people your troubles. Half of them don't care. The other half figure you had it coming anyway." Are you surrounded by such people? I hope not. But wherever you are, you could probably use a little encouragement today. Sometimes life gets frustrating, frightening, and frazzling. If you're unsure of whether or not you need encouragement, here's a list to help you decide. You may need encouragement if the last person who hugged you was trying not to plummet from a hot air balloon. The only picture you carry in your wallet is of your psychiatrist. More than half your daily caloric intake is medication. You Photoshop smiles onto all your pictures. The last time you laughed was playing peekaboo over the edge of your crib. And you just might need encouragement if not a single item on this list made you smile. Where do you go for a lift? Maybe you turn to fridge magnets that say things like, "Make yourself at home, clean my kitchen." Or, "If you think you're too small to be effective, you've never been in bed with a mosquito." I like that. Or maybe you try motivational books or shopping or thinking positive. We have comfort food, comfort inns, comfort jeans, and comforters to wrap ourselves in. I just saw something in the newspaper that encouraged me. Adults are beginning to consume less bad food than a few years ago. And childhood obesity rates have fallen for the first time in years. It was a huge study. Sorry, bad pun. But I suspect it takes more than that to encourage you. If the joy has faded, there's no better place to look than to the book God gave us. Here are 5 encouraging verses from the Bible that have helped me grin lately while I've been sidelined, unable to walk with any bounce in my step. Go ahead, write these down, unless you're steering a car. Wherever you are, allow these words to soak and saturate your soul today. Isaiah 41:10. "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." Zephaniah 3:17. "For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs." Psalm 46, 1-2, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea." Matthew 11, 28 and 29, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." 1 Corinthians 2:9 is the 5th one. "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." Aren't those amazing? Have you had your share of disappointments? These 5 verses remind us of 5 truths. God is with us. God takes delight in us. God will help us. He will give us rest. And God is preparing a place for us. I hope that fills you with hope today. It certainly does that for me. Remember, there's no other book, pill, or technique that can deliver encouragement like daily reading and resting in God's words. After that, a fridge magnet is an okay idea too. Here's one I saw not long ago. It said, "Don't worry about the world coming to an end today. It's already tomorrow in Australia."
As we kick off this new year, we can't help but start with a huge thank you for your incredible support during the Laugh Again's calendar year-end campaign last month. Your prayers and generosity help bring smiles to frowning faces and hope to lost souls. This ministry would not and could not exist without you. So on behalf of the whole team here at Laugh Again, thank you and Happy New Year. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.